Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Matt Stutzman, also known as the Armless Archer, about competing in the Rio de Janeiro Paralympic Games. So first of all, how long have you been an archer?
So I started archery in 2009.
What motivated you to take up archery?
In 2009, I didn't have a job. It was really tough for me to find a job. So I didn't feel like I was doing my part as supporting my family. And my wife was working full-time, and I was staying at home with the kids. And I thought, what if I would purchase a bow and teach myself how to hunt? And then by doing that, I would literally be, you know, helping my family by putting food on the table. And so I talked to my wife in October of 2009, and she said yes. And so I proceeded to get a bow and teach myself how to shoot so I could help the family out.
What was it like learning how to shoot with no arms?
You know, it wasn't as difficult as I thought it was going to be. The first thing I did was Google how to teach a guy without arms how to shoot a bow. And let's be honest, I couldn't find anything like that on YouTube or Google or anywhere like that. So I was kind of on my own in that situation. What I would do is I would look at how other archers shot a bow, and I would have to pretend I was them. So in my mind, I would visualize, okay, the guy's holding the bow with his right hand, then I would hold the bow with my right foot. Okay, now the guy's drawing the bow back with his left hand, so I pretended I used my right shoulder to pull the bow back, and I would just pretend that that was the archer who I was watching, his left hand. And by doing that, I was able to replicate and get pretty decent in the first couple weeks of shooting a bow by doing that way.
So you're going to the Paralympics this year in Rio. How many Olympics have you been to?
This will be my second Games. I was in the London 2012 Games where I got a silver, and now we're going to try to go for a gold in Rio.
What did you think of London?
London was amazing. The people, how everything was organized, the Olympic Village, the venue, everything about it was just above and beyond what I could dream of. Everybody treated you with respect. They all treated you like, you know, you were the best in the world at what you were doing. Not only that, you were representing the United States of America, so you wore USA on your back. It was a very proud moment for me and a very amazing experience.
What are you most looking forward to at Rio?
Well, I would like to put my feet in the sand at some point. but I've never been to Rio. I heard it's a beautiful country. Where our venue is, I heard it's very beautiful. And supposedly there's not a lot of wind, which means there's a potential of some pretty high scores. They're going to be shot there. So I'm excited about the competition level and just representing the United States of America again.
Okay. When are you heading there and how long will you be there?
I will be there about 18 days. So I believe we're heading down August 29th, and then I will fly home September 18th or 19th.
How are you preparing now?
Right now I'm doing, I have a little bit of a leg issue, so right now I'm doing a lot of physical therapy and doing some rehab on the leg that I hold the bow with. So in the meantime, when I'm rehabbing that, I do a lot of mental aids or mental preparation, visualizing the target, visualizing the smell, the people watching, the air, the grass that I'm shooting on, visualizing what a perfect shot feels like as the arrow leaves the bow and hits the target. I didn't do that in London, and I feel like this is going to be my advantage for Rio.
Okay. How have your friends and family encouraged you over the years?
To be honest, if it wasn't for my family and friends supporting me, this would be so tough to do because I travel a lot. So when I'm gone, you know, my family's there to help take care of the kids. And my wife, she's extremely helpful as far as allowing me to do this. She takes on a lot of the responsibility. So without their support, I probably wouldn't be at the level where I'm at now. And so I'm very grateful for that.
Lastly, what advice would you give to other aspiring Paralympians?
To never give up, to always go after your dreams. You know, things get difficult, but you can fight through them and you can overcome anything.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Matt Stutzman. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.